This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and when there's a sock in the door, you know what that means. My boyfriend is having diarrhea in there.
I'm Brandi Posey, and my 69-year-old dad just asked me if I knew who Joe Logan was. So, I love you, Dad. Thanks for listening to my podcast.
I'm Tess Barker, and time to implement siesta worldwide. What the fuck business do any of us have doing being awake at 2:45 p.m.?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the Joe Logan Show.
All right, we're here with Joe Logan.
Just kidding. It's Lady to Lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't turn it off.
Joke's
don't turn it off.
You. Joe's on you.
Joe's on you, everybody.
That's what that show should be called.
Yeah. Joe's on you. He seems like a close talker. You know, if I started a podcast, sure.
Even when he's sitting across from someone, it feels like he's
He's always too close. Even when he's in Texas, he still feels too close.
What are we doing? What's going on? We've got stuff.
Yeah. This weekend, or maybe, I don't know when this comes out exactly, but the second weekend in April, I'm going to be headlining a festival in Anchorage, Alaska, which I think is soon. So if you hear this and you live in Anchorage, come see me and tell me what to do. I've never been there. I would like to see a moose. So come tell me how to see. Come laugh at my jokes and show me a moose.
Two things. Laugh at jokes. Moose time.
Yeah.
We're on moose time around here. Yes. Is that what the saying is?
I'll a moose you and then you a moose me.
A moose bush? A moose bush.
That's like a Wordle, kind of.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Colorado the 14th. I'm going to be at Fort Collins at the Comedy Fort. I think I got the name of that venue right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing sushi. And then I'm going to be in Denver. And then I'm also going to be in Boulder. So check my Twitter for where I am because I don't want to get the venue names wrong.
And I'm going to be in Salt Lake in April. I don't know the exact performance yet, but I will be doing a show. So yeah, follow all of our socials for details and where we're going to be. But we're doing it. We're going out there. We're doing comedy again.
We're getting on airplanes.
Yeah, we're getting on planes. We're going places. We're seeing you. And I know you might be like, gosh, I wish I could go to Alaska to see Brandi and a moose. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You don't even have to do that to see us perform because mm-hmm. we also do Zoom shows every single month that you can watch the first Sunday of the month. Mm-hmm. So right from your living room, you can watch us and or an animal guest.
Yeah,
we can get that.
We can amuse you right from your living room.
Yes.
Maybe we should get one of those animal like people that they have on talk shows.
Oh, a handler?
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh my God.
Can we look into that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to try to get
we'll try to figure out an animal.
A handler. It's the first Sunday of every month. Go to ladysunday.eventbrite.com. We have amazing headliners. Our resident hunk Ryan Nemeth always does something fun. And we always have like a magic act or some kind of other variety aspect, and we just have a great time. So
yeah, and we love hanging out with you guys and meeting you at these shows too. So like, please do come, and they're a blast. They've been the highlight of every month so far this year.
Yes.
So great.
See us in 3D, see us in 2D.
Yeah.
1D.
See us in double D.
Hey. Tits out.
Woo.
Let's do it.
Who's on the old episode this week, you guys?
My gosh, she's so funny. She does stand up all over the place. She opens for Chelsea Handler.
Oh yes.
And we had so much fun talking to her. Holly Lanay is with us today.
Yay.
Oh, we don't have to clap. Yeah, because we're in person. Holly, have you been doing a lot of podcasts on like Zoom and stuff or?
No.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I haven't done much on Zoom. I'm too much of a traditionalist, a purist, so I just refuse.
Yeah. In general, you've just in life refused Zoom?
Unfortunately, I can't for work, but if I can avoid it, I'm going to.
Yeah. You're not attending a Zoom birthday party.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep it honest. Nah, I'm not coming.
I did do two Zoom weddings in one day at one point during the pandemic. Oh, and I was like, all right, I can take a nap during speeches. This is great.
They don't tell you that about Zoom weddings.
Yeah, that part was nice. I could just turn my camera off and be
camera off.
Yeah.
Camera off. That's the key. I feel like I have saved a lot of like... I don't know. It's just nice to be able to like, I'm out for 5 minutes and I don't have to do anything. I don't have to make an excuse as to why I'm going to the bathroom or what the fuck ever. Like, I'm just gone.
Yeah.
Kind of like an invisibility cloak.
Mm-hmm. It really is an invisibility cloak for showers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should say, I'd say we're here. We're recording now.
Yeah.
Are we official?
Yeah.
With our guest, Holly Lene. Hi.
Hi,
girl.
Thanks for hanging out with us. In-person episode. It's nice to see you.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Visiting us from Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Love Louisville.
Do you?
I do, actually. Okay. The few times I've come through Kentucky, I genuinely enjoy it.
We don't have no mountains.
There's caves, though,
there's
right?
There's different.
Nearby-ish.
And nobody driving.
There's caves.
Yeah.
Nobody's compelled to build a house on it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
I see. A scathing criticism of the City of Angels.
You need to work on that.
See what we have out on the beach? There's mansions that are literally sitting there on toothpicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the edge of a sandcastle.
Yeah. You can't insure them, which is the crazy. You're so rich that you're like, nah. If it burns down, it's fine.
I didn't even think about that, really.
Yeah, some of it can't be insured. They're like, who cares?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of that out here. And then I also watched this video that's going viral of this guy that was like those Tesla jump.
Yeah.
Tesla racing. And I was like, oh, that's that. Out of touch money, just like,
oh my
so
god, that drove me insane.
So, wait, I haven't seen it. What's the
okay?
Video?
So it's you know the street. It's right by my house.
You know the street.
On Baxter. That it's one of the like
Where
you're like it's terrifying every single
thing. Yes. Yeah, you're afraid your brakes are gonna go out constantly.
Someone driving a Tesla up one side just as fast as they can. They go flying over the edge. They hit the ground. They hit trash cans and two cars. Their hood flips up.
God.
Yeah. It's, Katie's
honestly,
showing
like,
video.
If it's very inconsiderate and destructive, but also like a pretty cool stunt.
I can't like the coolness of it. Like, I won't accept it.
Teslas creep me out
because
so
it's 20
badly.
People filming it, and like, and then they hit this guy.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh man, it's like you could have just watched somebody be murdered.
Yeah, it's
you.
Very reckless.
So they hit a guy's car. I read about it today. They hit a guy's car who's a musician. He's got to get a new car.
Great.
He
for touring. That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah. So he hears this crash. He comes outside. He sees people bailing out of the Tesla. They had a cat. They had a cat in the car.
Oh, fuck these people.
Yeah. So I was like,
I hate all of this shit. I hate all of it.
So they bailed out with a cat in the car and then left this guy fucked. And I'm like, but it was a rented Tesla, so obviously they're going to get found out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is like the biggest mystery in Los Angeles right now.
I hate all of it.
They're on the lam.
My financial or economical background won't allow me to... feel sorry for these people. I just cannot. It's like, oh, well, you know, I'll just ruin this car and just buy another one.
Fucking, I mean, it's maddening. No. It's extremely maddening. And there's like 10 people filming it. And I'm like, I understand you're all young, but fuck you.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly who lives in that neighborhood. Let's be honest. Like, we're talking about 21-year-olds probably.
Oh, yeah.
They probably are like TikTok stars or something.
Yes, 1,000%.
If I had been a 21-year-old multimillionaire living in the Silver Lake Hills with a Tesla I didn't give a fuck about, I can't say I wouldn't have done that.
True. Yeah, that's fair.
No,
that's
agree.
Fair.
You know, and that's the thing is like, I understand in a different universe who you are and why you did this, but I can't. Accept
but we're living next to you too. I wish there was a bubble that they could just all be in.
Right, just do your TikTok shit somewhere
else. There should just be like a neighborhood that's like a TikTok neighborhood and we can just biodome it and then they can just do whatever the fuck they want in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that I'd be much happier with that. It's like, I know Disney's going to have those like neighborhoods. Have you guys seen that article? Like mm-mm. Disney has like
they've
two
had
three
already
of them.
Have one?
Oh, they've had yeah. them, and there's been oh, okay. murders and shit.
Oh, right. Wait, there's what? Been murders in Disney neighborhoods?
Yes. No. One of the podcasts I listen to has talked about it before. But yeah. Anyway, wow.
there are Disney neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're like Disney themed, like the and by the corporation. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I know.
Yeah, that's out of touch money, right?
Well,
there.
Well, it's like none of you.
Yeah, if you're
guys,
like, I yeah. think I need my living situation to be themed.
Yeah,
because it's also like, yeah, it's a ridiculous way to spend your money, but also like mm-hmm. Disney is such its own. Thing that we don't talk about enough as a society. We need to talk about Disney.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I have a lot of friends who are very into evil. Disney, so I feel like I can't go too hard because
look,
yeah,
I get
them.
It. I am not a hater. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I love the movies. I love Disneyland, but I'm the obsession to have like your whole life have to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
And the encroaching how Disney's just like, no, I own all of these things and know everything. Everything is Disney. Now. It's
that
the Borg.
Is creepy. Yeah.
It's the Borg, but with princesses. It's no.
Yeah. That's a Star Trek.
Yeah,
reference.
Yeah.
The princesses are what get. I can't do it. This is how little girls are raised, and yeah. they're being like indoctrinated mm-hmm. based upon these stories. And I just that I don't particularly mess with.
Yeah, new for thing sure. too, because mm-hmm. like we weren't like Disney princesses like the, as a thing.
I feel like they were all swimming in princess shit when I grew
from
up.
The beginning. I guess not to the same. Well, whatever. I was the only girl.
They were
it.
Around.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. I mean, they were around, but they weren't like. I feel like they've been repackaged.
Was
like,
your entire conception of what it meant to be a hot woman not pretty much modeled off of how Ariel looked when she came out of the water?
No. Did you not grow up believing that a kiss from a man would save the day?
I was the only girl in a 5-mile radius growing up, so no. Okay. No, I was like,
I feel
these
like
men
they
are all
are,
stinky.
And it's like, I think they are trying to do it. I don't know.
I just see them like all together. Like they're like, it seems like they all the merch is like them all hanging
yes,
out. And
yeah,
stuff.
No, that's
like,
very
that,
much
that's kind of newish.
Thing, yeah.
Not,
yeah.
When I say new, I mean 20 years ago.
I don't really have a problem with like their friend ass. I think it's kind of cool.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
A bunch of ladies. I think that's cool. It's like a crossover episode. I love it.
Yeah.
I like that part of it.
Oh, fuck. They showed up in this world? Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so what is happening to the neighborhoods? Like, what exactly? Yeah, it's
well, just. Oh, they're just like. I mean, I skimmed, but it's like they're just like Disney Incorporated owns these like different neighborhoods that are going to be Disney themed and having different like elements of their movies and like of the Disney stuff in them. So it's just going to feel like a little like. Virgin playground. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess what's gross about it to me is it kind of like to me the subtext is like, oh, we want to live in a world where there are no poor people.
Yes, I mean that's a, well, like, you know what's interesting? There's you know? This, have you guys ever read Snow Crash? It's a really great sci-fi book that is all about like the metaverse, and it actually weirdly has predicted so much of what's happened now. But in that book, they have like themed neighborhoods, and that is like a there's like. Like being a pizza delivery driver in the future is like the most dangerous job that you can have because you have to get in and out of neighborhoods that you like don't have like gate access to and stuff like that. And there's like robot delivery drivers that chase you down. And like if you are below a certain level, you're just not let in and stuff like that. And that's where we're headed, probably.
But hey, Goofy's going to be there with you for breakfast. So
yeah, you're going to tell me Goofy's not poor. If Goofy was a person, he would not be allowed to live in a Disney neighborhood.
Yeah. I guess I just mean like in Disneyland, like the Disneyland, like you'll never see a spill in Disneyland because they have cameras everywhere.
Right. It's not reality.
It's not like it's this completely sanitized version
right.
of life. Yeah.
Well, I just remember in high school, we would play the Disney in Florida. We did the Disney, like they do parades every day, and we do go on spring trip every year where we go down and we would like play a parade, do it a Disney parade over like Memorial Day weekend at Disney or something. And you could get dressed in your uniform backstage, and there were Disney people that worked there that would just be patrolling up and down as you were just like changing in your uniforms, just like no photos of anything, no photo, like
oh,
yelling
yeah,
at you.
That yeah. shit
it was so intense, and I was like, I'm like 14. This is all of this is weird.
That sounds very weird, and I've never been the hugest Disney fan.
Yeah,
but I would be rather interested in living in Wally World neighborhoods.
Wally World would be fun.
I'm down for those. Yeah, those little chairs everyone's living in or whatever. I'm in for that.
Oh, like Wally, the robot chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
No.
No, you're talking about Clark Griswold.
I'm talking about Griswold.
Oh, Wally. Yeah, yeah. Thinking Wally.
What if we combine these
what
two
What is
things?
In Wally World, actually?
Did I don't know. Park's closed.
It was closed.
Yeah, we never get to find out.
Damn. I would love to live somewhere that was closed.
Exactly.
Yes. Now we can all get on board with that.
Yes. Yes.
I just wanted to say Holly and I met. She did my show a few weeks ago,
yes.
And I was like, I feel really bad because we got introduced in a strange way because I was doing something really fucking weird on stage. I'll
show you what happened.
When she came in, I was just having one of those nights where I was like, just do something. I don't know, just go for it.
Yeah.
So I was wearing a bodysuit, and you know, the always problem with bodysuits is that they don't fucking snap.
Well, snap.
And so it never snaps, and I knew it was like hanging down, and I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna try to snap it on stage. So I like pulled down my pants and I started trying to snap it. And I think that's what Holly
did. Is that what you first saw, Holly?
I was like, wow. How can I follow all that cat on the stage? All this cat on stage.
But that's what I'm saying. Was I showing? I wasn't showing pussy.
I don't know. I don't know if you were, but it was just. She was hopping around. There was a flap. There was a little booty cheeks showing.
There was definitely some ass coming
out. Yeah, some little booty cheeks showing. I was like, wow, there's a lot of cat on this stage. I don't know how I can follow that. But it was so fun. It was so cute.
It was, and then I just like felt bad because I was like, all right, I'll see you lady to lady. And then I just felt bad because it was a weird intro. But then you said cat, and I was like, I spent the next like hour being like, I don't think I just showed everyone my pussy, but I don't know.
Oh, Barbara's been canceled.
All right, phew.
No, you didn't.
Okay, we're in the clear.
Also, I feel like that was probably the perfect introduction for this podcast.
Yes.
That's true. Yeah. Actually, that's a good.
It's the vibe we've got going on.
Great to meet
here.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
And a relatable topic. That bodysuit thing is real.
It is.
It is real.
It's like a literal. Yeah, I have to like sit on the bed
to, like,
and
stretch it
down. I've made Adam do it before, and that feels real weird. It feels real like I'm a baby getting strapped
in. Is it the best design? Is there no better way?
Well, the ones that I like, I really like the brand. Like they're very nice, but they make it too short, and so it's just like you just have to make it a little bit longer. You know,
that's the
only thing.
I find that they are too long. When I wear them,
okay.
I guess because there's I may have a short torso or
something. Right, right.
So it's like just too hanging down too far, and it's like I'm folding it, and then
that's creating its own thing.
Yeah. It's either too short and it's wedged, or it's too long, and then you've got to fold that thing. And so I just refuse to wear them.
Yeah, I don't really wear them that much anymore, but it was like
But yours look cute on you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it was a last minute, like, fuck, what am I going to wear situation.
I feel like bodysuit comes even after romper in the category of, like, you have to wear it once every few weeks to remind yourself not to wear it.
I'd much rather wear a romper, though.
Yeah, I love a romper.
I pull to the side and pee, too. I'm not getting
in a romper?
Naked.
But what about, like, a longer romper?
Well, I don't have any longer ones.
Yeah, so. A longer romper, you're going to be titties out in a public stall.
Yeah, that's always a weird experience.
How do you make sure that it doesn't all touch the ground? I feel like that would be
hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. And if they don't have purse hooks,
you have to, like, gather it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about when you're wearing a long dress that you have to gather?
I'm not a good peer. I don't do it well.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's going on?
What's your biggest weakness?
Biggest weakness, aim.
Are you a hoverer, or what do you do? Because we have like we're all different
controversy.
Methods.
Yeah.
My body just takes over. I don't know what I do. All I know is I'm just like my shoes. Squish, squish, you know, like, always the size of my shoes. Never the side of my leg. I never get it on my leg. Mm-hmm. It might hit like whatever it's full because you know I'm trying to roll really quickly.
Yeah.
What, this thing in the back or whatever, like the pant leg or. Whatever I'm wearing. So it's always just that. And you got to walk around with, is that me? Is it me?
Yeah.
Is it me? Somebody, you know, you have that whole thing going on. But I just...
I feel like you're on the road a lot, right? You gotta get this game down. Like, this is a priority.
Yeah, I just stop at bathrooms. Okay. Yeah.
Now you've learned. You just hold that shit.
No, I mean, I've made the mistake one time and did not stop when I should have stopped. And that resulted in a wet ride home.
Yeah.
So I got out of the car just in enough time to pee on myself.
To not pee your car, at least.
Yeah.
Not in my car, but I had to ride like this on the way home because I didn't want it to get soaked in the seat or whatever.
Definitely done that.
Yeah, so it was just like, why did you get out of the car? Oh, because you didn't want to pee in the car. But then why didn't you get your pants down fast? Oh, because I waited too long to... Mm-hmm. Pull over.
It's a low-stakes gamble that turns into a real high-stakes gamble very quickly.
It's much like driving with the gas light on.
Yeah.
It's fine until it's not.
But it's the exact opposite.
Except you're too full.
Yeah, the tank is too full.
You're too dangerous. Yeah.
If we could get a car that runs on piss, I'm just saying, Elon, are you listening? What if we could do a catheter situation and then just drive forever?
That would be amazing.
True.
Well, you know, Biden's jacking up the piss price these days.
Yeah.
Watch out for that.
I saw that $7 gas here when I got here.
I know. You came in a very shitty time for that.
Yeah,
for that,
it's not always like this. I'm sorry.
I know. And everybody's wanting to blame Biden. But, you know, I mean, it's high at home, too. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just
everywhere.
Higher here.
It's always higher here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been able to see any fun? Is this your first time to LA? You've been here before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
have you been able to see any like fun things?
I've been here before, and I was here just like very briefly. I was hanging out with a friend. Friend had a show in San Diego. Went to, actually, a friend had a show, had a week at Temecula, the resort.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then went and did a show, and I wasn't doing comedy then. Went to a show in San Diego, and then we drove back to L.A., and I got there's Beverly Hills, there's Mans, there's this, there's that. Like,
right,
like
got the
right,
hour
right,
tour.
Like,
yeah.
Really fast, and it was when Michael Jackson died.
So
could see all
crazy.
The flowers.
Oh, wow, crazy.
Yeah. So that's how long ago it's been since
June 25th, 2009.
Yeah.
The day that I adopted my dog.
Oh, okay.
And the listeners have heard it, but I was at the shelter when the news came out and he passed, and everyone at the shelter got texts at the same time, and everyone's phones
were
buzzing.
That's such a weird experience.
Yeah. For half a second, I think everybody was like, terrorist attack, what just happened? Because
right.
I've never seen everyone's just phones just mass just start buzzing around
right,
you.
Exactly. But yeah, I remember that.
I met my dog.
I'm sorry.
That was a really rememberable day.
It was.
Yes, it was great.
Did you all also know that Farrah Fawcett died that day?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And wait, earlier. Someone else too, right? Or no?
No, but yeah. No one else.
Farrah Fawcett
cared.
Got fucked. Yeah, she got fucked.
Yeah.
Which, like, what? Wrong. Incorrect.
Right. Yes, right. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Sorry, I will say, I'll just say it, but there's like some drone noise going on in the background.
Is it this?
I don't think it's going to
No,
it's, no,
it's something outside. I'm just saying it in case people hear it.
Yeah, for the listener, Disney sent a drone because they heard us talking shit. And it is yeah, it's doing some laps outside.
But the good news is, we got Domino's coming.
Yeah. Exactly. Where is that? Where is the pizza drone? If we're going to fucking...
People have told me they've seen it in Hollywood. Not the drone,
the
but the robot. Not the drone,
the
but the robot. Yeah.
I was imagining a pizza drone that just shoots mini pizzas into your mouth.
Yeah.
That was a Ninja Turtles toy when I was a kid.
Oh, yes,
do you remember that toy?
I remember the van. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a van that shot these like tiny... remember just being like, God, what if this was real?
Yes.
I remember that.
I wanted it so bad.
My brother had that. And he also had a Ninja Turtles foosball table. That was so sick. It was like hockey with Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. I was so jealous of all my brother's Ninja Turtle shit.
What Ninja Turtles do you guys most identify with?
I don't really remember their...
I don't...
Wait, okay, wait, let me think. Let me think. Raphael is cool but crude. Michelangelo is a party, dude.
Yeah.
And then what are the other ones?
Donatello's a smart one.
Donatello is
guy.
Smart.
And then Leonardo's the leader.
I'm the party dude,
I
guess.
Yeah, I think I'm Michelangelo.
Yeah, you guys are both a couple of Michelangelos.
Holly?
Smart, because I didn't watch it. I guess I'm smart. I didn't really do boy toys and boy like shows like that.
Right.
I was Easy Bake Oven Barbie girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I feel like Ninja Turtles always felt like it crossed over to me, but yeah. I loved Easy Bake Oven. Oh,
Easy
fuck.
Bake Oven. No,
it never got baked all the way through, but I loved that fudgy shit.
Oh, man. I made terrible cakes, too. They're just terrible. It's like chocolate apple cake. I'm like, what? I just need to make two cakes in one. Yeah. Chocolate apple. It was horrible.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Reused one or tasted at Swears.
Really?
Yeah. None of my girlfriends ever had
one. It's like a light.
It
like literally doesn't even, it's just like a bright light that doesn't bake anything. So you just put in like cake mix into a thing.
Yeah. You would mix this, mix with water, and then the tins were just these little like cylinders that you would just put the dough in.
Yeah.
But the brownie one was, in my memory, it was like legit good.
I remember it being tasty as well.
Yeah.
Was it just like, do not put real food in this thing?
You
at
couldn't
all.
You couldn't,
because it was like a, it was like the size of like a CD thing.
Yeah,
it's like a CD-ROM.
Yeah, almost.
Okay.
You put your little pan in, you slide it in, you wait for the light bulb to bake it, and then it would just come out just gooey in the middle, and like it really tastes like apple, but
Like
mixed
how?
It with chocolate. I don't know. It was just terrible. I was a terrible cook, and I don't know. It was dumb.
Do you think you're a good cook now, though?
I feel like I'm an amazing cook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm also vegan, too.
See?
So I have to cook everything, and, right. You know, you can't fake. There's only so much you can fake, right? Like, non-meat type things, and you know, it's all in the seasoning, and I tell people, it's like you never eat anything right out of the package, just as it is. You always have to doctor it up. Like if you are worth your salt as a cook, you always take it out of the package. Even a frozen pizza, you can get a frozen pizza with all the stuff on it. I'm still cutting up some green peppers, some onions, some mushrooms.
Ooh, nice.
Adding it on top of it, throwing my little cheese on it, and then sending it on in. I'm never taking it out and then just cooking it. I can't.
I think that's a good tip. It's kind of like how you can wear like a Target shirt with a nice bag.
Yes. Mix it up.
Absolutely.
You know? So I feel like I'm a pretty good cook.
So yeah, because I was pretty experimental with food when I was a kid too, and I made some really gross things. One time my best friend and I made a cake that ate the spoon. Like, I don't know, like, there was so much baking soda in it. We just put there's like baking soda, salt, some kind of cocoa.
Dissolved it?
And it came out of the, and it just went, and it like just swallowed the spoon that we were stirring it with.
Whoa.
But I feel like that's kind of how I learned how to cook. It's just like fucking around.
Yeah.
Just eating spoon. Yeah, of course. You just have to fuck around. Oh my God, today I said, so I knew, you know, we haven't been podcasting in person very often, and I'm usually cooking dinner, and we have these potatoes that are nearing their, like, I was like, we need to make these.
Yeah.
So I sent with Adam was a screenshot of two instructions on how to make baked potatoes.
Yes.
Aww.
Two steps. And I knew he was on the toilet at the time, so I thought it'd be extra funny. And he just wrote no.
What?
Come on.
And I was like, he's like, what are you sending me? And I was like, I need you to make these potatoes because I'm going to be podcasting and they take like an hour.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I don't want to do that.
What?
Stick a fork in it.
I'm like, if he will make a fucking, he'll make a Blue Apron. Like
meal.
But I'm like, I sent you the Blue Apron. Guess what? We have it. We have potatoes and olive oil and salt and an oven.
That's all they send. I mean,
Phobia. Sean has it too. It's so frustrating. I don't understand.
I don't know.
He went to Trader Joe's. I like fruit every morning for breakfast.
That's
He's true. Married to me. That's what I wake up wanting for breakfast. I came home. I was out of town this weekend. We were out of breakfast stuff. He goes to the store. Does he get fruit? No, not one piece of it. Did he get laundry detergent when we already have three different kinds at home? You're goddamn right he did.
Aww.
Aww.
He's trying to trying to show you he's responsible.
He was. And then I felt like a bitch because I was like, why did you get... And he was like, I was trying to be proactive because I couldn't find the other laundry detergent.
Of course you couldn't.
Yeah. It's very hard, okay?
Look slightly to the left from where you were looking, and then it will be there. That's literally all it is.
It's always a snake just right there in front of them. Just right, they can never find anything. It's just, it's right there.
They can find their snake.
Hey!
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 Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey! We'll see you in a few minutes, guys. Oh, be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Holly Lene.
So, Holly, we were talking on the break about how you're vegan. When did you become vegan?
Oh, so I guess I'm more plant-based than I am vegan because I don't really care about animals. I mean, I care, but I don't really care about animals. Like, that's not what I'm doing. I'm doing it because I'm trying to prevent myself from ending up on someone's operating table because I cannot control my urges to eat. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, bad food and tainted meat and all kinds of stuff that the government does to food. Mm-hmm. So I tell people all the time, find the things that you think that you would miss, and I guarantee you there's a vegan recipe for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. And you just have to, and again, like I say, so rule number two is you cannot just eat it right out of the package. You've got to doctor it up. So just like you, when you make burgers, you don't just take the burger and patty and put it on a grill. You put your... Mm-hmm. pepper, your garlic powder, your onion powder, whatever, you season it. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing. And I just, you know, people are just like, oh, what are you doing?
South, people are just like,
oh, so man, like, it's like, I am committing sins.
Oh, yeah. They get personally.
All right. Yeah,
it's
they
so
do.
It's fucking dumb. Like, yeah, who gives a shit?
It is. Yeah. Like, I had a cousin who was like, well, a pig ain't ever did shit to me. I'm like, well, you know what? He will later. Just watch. Okay? All right. When your cholesterol is so high. Uh-huh. Right. You know, like, you got to cut off. I'm not saying you can't have the things. I liken it to this. So if a doctor said to you, look, if you eat another burger, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. You'd be scrambling
to
find something that'll satiate that mm-hmm. appetite that you have or that taste for that burger. So I'm saying there are alternatives. You just have to season it just like you do with regular food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to run in through a drive-thru and just easily pick it up.
Yeah.
So it's going to take some work. And I've become a bit of a germaphobe, too. So I'm really leery about going into drive-thrus and even restaurants. Like, mm-hmm. it was a lot for me to go to Gracias Madre.
Really?
It was, yeah. Mm. And they had great reviews and all that stuff. I don't care. I've worked in a restaurant before.
Of course, yeah.
I know what it's like to be a teenager and do like this and then fix somebody's food. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. like you there's a level that you have to be at for me to be comfortable with just going anywhere. So I just rather cook. Plus, I know it's going to be good at the end of the day. You know?
And you know what's in it.
And I know what's in it.
Yeah.
You know, that. And I can't control a lot of those factors when you just go to drive-thrus or restaurants or whatever. Yeah. You just, like, I had a guy, I remember when I worked at McDonald's, like my first job, and I hated it because they used to make me get up and work Saturday mornings. I was like, okay, fine. If I'm going to have to work Saturday mornings, I want the best position that I could get for that job. And that was like the runner. So the person that would go get the food, mm-hmm. you know, they say Big Mac up or whatever, and you go get it and you run it over to the, bag it up and run it over to the window. I wanted that. I wanted to do that, right? No, they stuck me in the back drive-thru, the first one where you go pay.
Oh, yeah.
And you're sitting back there. You're by yourself. It's cold. Mm-hmm. They don't provide you with a jacket or anything like that. So I didn't want that position. But I remember one time coming to work, and I was watching this guy, and he was a big guy. I mean, he was a big guy, too. And he's scrambling eggs because he's got a, you know, he's cooked.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Well, you're telling me McDonald's has real eggs. That's news to me.
McDonald's has real eggs and then some. And then
and then some. That's the scary part.
He's scrambling, and he's the grill cook. Mm-hmm. So it's hot back there.
Oh, no. He's sweating.
And he sweat. Oh. And he's big guy, and he's got big neck. Right, he's like
yeah,
and it's just swinging.
Oh,
it's just this one bead of sweat just swinging over the bowl, over the bowl, and I'm just like, that's gonna go in. That's going in. I'm not eating here. I'm not eating.
Slow motion.
It's slow motion. It was just, and I was just like, oh, that's it. I'm dying. No, and there's not one thing that I can eat at McDonald's. Maybe some apple slices.
That's no, it's. I think McDonald's is honestly probably the most veggie unfriendly. I mean, it's. I also never eat at KFC or Burger King because it's just there's nothing for us there. Like there's like Taco Bell. I don't really like fast food, but Taco Bell you can figure it out.
Yeah, right. You can be like replace the
black beans. Taco.
But McDonald's then it's scary because you're like, I don't know. They're obviously not giving a shit about cross contaminating.
They don't. Their fries because they're like, well, you can have the fries, and I'm like, can't. That's cooked in beef marrow, so that's not even, you know. And you learn those things the hard way, like because they're like, how you really gonna know if it? Oh, I know. Oh, trust me.
Oh,
know.
Oh, man. That's why I always see, like, you know, when we're out and, like, test it out with the vegetarian and they're like, okay, what like, is the base of this? You know, if they're like, is a vegetarian, you can't ask that. You have to be like, is it chicken broth? Is it made with this? Because people, like, do not understand.
They do not.
What it means. Some people think it means, is there any visible meat?
Right. Exactly.
So remove the bacon.
Exactly.
And then just give you the rest,
Like, I have family members, you know, we'll do family functions. And, of course, if you didn't know this, folks, I'm black. And, but, you know, they'll have, you know, we
a
cook.
Spread.
Yeah, yeah. We cook, right? We cook with fat and everything, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, I got you some of the greens that don't have meat in it. What?
Well,
what? Do you know that meat produces juice, and the juice just runs? Juice just don't bypass
it went through
this
a
corner.
Meat filter. Already.
Exactly. It's very smoking section mentality.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the bingo hall here. You cannot separate the greens with meat
with a second
from the
hand
greens.
Meat.
Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, y'all don't get it. They're just like, well, here is potato salad, but it's mayo. Oh, damn. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of, oh, damn. Yeah, because there's mayo and there's, you know. So it's a lot of that playing that with. Now, I tried that with my dad. Uh-huh. I fixed Thanksgiving one year. It was my first Thanksgiving. And I was like, I'm going to make you a plate. He's like, how you going to do Thanksgiving? You know, we had no turkey and no, you know. I'm just like, it'll be fine. So I fixed my dad a plate, and I took it to him.
Did we get tofurkey, or what was it?
No, I think I got one of those Trader Joe, like, little
loaves. Oh, they have those loaf
the loaves, yeah. And so I took my plate. This is a smoked Gouda mac and cheese, because that's my favorite. Sweet potatoes, of course. You know, a dressing, the little loaf piece, and I think my mom made some vegan, like, yeast rolls, like, right? So, good. It was good. It was a great setup. Yeah. I was happy. Took him the plate. And, I mean, I gave one scoop because any vegan will tell you, first of all, I told my family, listen, I am going vegan. What this means is that I'm going to be bringing a dish that does not have meat or dairy in it, right? Will you hurt my feelings if you don't eat it? No. Will I be taking my dish back if you don't eat it? Yes, because vegan food is expensive.
Yeah, I want the rest.
I want the rest of it, right? Yeah. So you're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't like it. I'll just take my shit back home and I'll eat it myself. Uh-huh. So I took him this two-bite plate. So literally just one spoon, but enough for two bites of everything. Day goes by, 2 days go by, 3 days go by. And I finally was like, oh, I need to know. I was like, Dad, what's up? What did you think of the plate? He was like, well, I just think your mind is stronger than mine. I just
think that's the funniest response of all time.
I know, right? And I said,
I love it.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to. That's okay. That's fine, Dad. You know, that's okay. You don't have to like it. I just wanted you to try it, you know, to see what the possibilities are. And this is not the end all be all now. Everybody has their own recipe and way of doing things. And so, you know, I gave him the story of how I went vegan. And, you know, I started with a supper club where she had themed dinners.
Oh, cool.
And she had this particular one was like a barbecue. And I was like, well, hold up.
Yeah.
If you can make vegan barbecue taste good as a black person, oh, I'm game. Like, I'm down for this, right? And so she had... like a sausage. She had barbecue jackfruit.
Jackfruit's so good.
She had smoked Gouda mac and cheese, a potato salad, baked beans, and a banana pudding. And I was like, okay. So first of all, I had the potato salad, and I was like, oh, this is good. I said, excuse me, ma'am, could you introduce me to the black lady that made this potato salad? Because she was a white lady. And she was like, I made the potato salad. I said, no, I don't think you understand what I said. I want to meet the black lady in the back that made this potato salad, because this is good. And she was like, no, I made the potato salad. I was like, girl, stop lying. Bring the lady out. Hey, ma'am, in the back. Can you come on out here? She's like, no, for real. I was like, girl, this is good. And so I was like, okay, this tastes great. Now, if I can remake it, then I'm sold. You got me. You got me for life. And that's what I did. I went on YouTube and I started looking up videos and I tested it out, tweaked some recipes, you know, and I've been there for life.
That's amazing.
I've been there for
how long have you been doing it?
2018 Martin Luther King Day.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah,
that's my part because he had a dream. I had a dream. I had a dream that I gave up meat. But I had been, what do you call it, vegetarian?
Yeah.
Well, I had only eaten chicken, fish, or turkey for like over 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So it was an easy transition.
Right.
I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich one day. I was like, you know what? This ain't hitting no more.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want nothing for me. So I was like, psh. I do everything cold turkey.
What else have you quit cold turkey?
Dick. It quit me cold turkey. I can do a diet. It's not hard for me to give up stuff like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, it's not really That's hard good. For me. Now I'm finding that as I get older, it's like the motivation to do stuff like that.
Oh, but, yeah. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, fuck it. I am who I am. Yeah. What am I going to, I'm going to kill myself over 10 pounds or something.
Like, and now that I've seen what you look like during the pandemic, all bets are off, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, like Diddy went full white, you know, with white hair, white beard, right? So what, are you going to show up next month with black hair and a black beard again? Come on, we already seen it. You can't go back.
Exactly.
You can't go back. So if you let it out, you got to just stay that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's be that just way. Just enjoy yourself. There's too much.
That's how I feel. I quit quitting things like 10 years ago.
Yeah. You gave up quitting.
I gave up quitting big time.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, if I tell myself I can't have anything, I have this like 10-year-old annoying boy in my head that's like, why?
Why?
You do just it? Just go get me. Just why?
Just do it.
Just take a little bit. We all operate in that way. Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just... But that little boy don't pay the bills, though, so I don't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up. Be quiet.
One spray bottle just for the corner of my brain.
That's my therapist. She's the spray bottle that I pay every 2 weeks.
Man, I've just really wanted to start carrying one of those around a lot lately. For other people. I just keep seeing some, like... Just people being rude or people being bad drivers. I just want to hit them with a spray bottle just to be like, pay attention. Pay attention. What's going on? There's a world around you.
I saw a We're crazy thing recently. I was on a big intersection and this guy kind of cut another guy off while they were both trying to make a left turn. One guy got fucking pissed. He stopped his car in the middle of the intersection, started yelling out the window, pulled into the 7-Eleven, got out of his car like he was going to go beat the guy's ass.
Oh my gosh.
And he almost caused like 3 wrecks while he did it. And we were just standing there like, okay, this is bad.
So what happened to the guy that got angry pulled into the 7-Eleven?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the guy that he was yelling at?
The guy who pulled into the 7-Eleven, the guy who he got angry at was waiting to turn left.
Uh-huh.
So the guy like ran up to him, hoping he would get to him before he turned left, but he turned left before he did.
Yeah, I would have pulled straight off. Like, you can get out of the car you want to. You can pull up.
He drove off first, thank God, because that guy looked like, I mean, obviously he was fucking
That is why, like, pissed. I drive, like, so, I'm such a grandma when I drive, because I'm afraid of people. Yeah. I don't want to piss anybody off. I don't know who has a gun. People are mean. Like, I'm just like,
I should be way less aggro than
I'm not. I'm very conservative when I drive because I don't want to make anyone mad.
You don't want to. But like, also that guy was a total mistake. You know, it was.
Yeah.
I know that could have been me. Probably because I drive slow, I'm pissing people off, and they want to fucking come kick my ass.
Listen, I'm sure there were seven cars behind me coming down Mulholland. I'm sure every last one of them wanted to fight me. I promise you. And I probably deserved it. But, you know, had I not gone slow, I wouldn't have made it down that hill or whatever that death mountain is.
Very desirable area.
Holly took Mulholland to get here because the GPS sent her that way. And we're like, well, usually that's like a destination to be like, wow, look at the beautiful lights in Hollywood. But she's just like, fuck this.
Right. And there were people that were on the side on those little... Right,
looking over.
They're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I was like... What are you taunting me? What is that? Do you want my car? Do you know that my car has a gravitational pull to this ledge? What do you want me to hit you?
You've been like, I'm really experiencing Hollywood, which is driving from the West Side to Eagle Rock to do a podcast. Yeah. That's Hollywood, baby.
Hey.
Fuck Pink's. That's the real LA experience.
Right. I just need to go to the Hollywood sign and then I'm done.
Oh man, I saw a guy a couple weeks ago in Hollywood in the morning. Similar thing, a left turn, roll down his window, throw a staple gun at the car next to him. Oh. Just like chucked it out of his car. And I was like, well, now you don't have a $40 staple gun.
Yeah, that's just a waste of staples.
That was so stupid.
Didn't you pick it up?
Yeah, I went in and I got the staple gun. So now I have a staple gun.
There you go. That's great. Congratulations. Resourceful.
It's like my boyfriend always says, he's just like, I'm not going to buy a gun for the end times. I'm going to wait 5 minutes after Armageddon and then go pick up the guns on the ground for these fucking idiots.
So you all have guns?
No.
I don't. Guns?
No.
Shoot guns?
I know how to shoot a gun.
Yeah, we shot.
I know how to shoot a gun.
Good.
I don't have any, but I don't know.
Well, you know, we had that conversation.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I'm like anti-gun for the most part, but I also understand it's in a lot of people's, you know, fucking upbringing culture. But also, now that the apocalypse seems to be upon us, I'm like, all right, I'll change.
And like I was telling you all, when we had brunch the other day, and I was talking about, you know, how the fact that because I'm in the South and in the Midwest, and I'm typically I travel alone when I'm on tour or touring or whatnot. I carry a gun.
Yeah.
I carry a gun every day, always on my person. And it's not so much the gun itself. It's your attitude about it and whether or not you have the good sense to not make that your first resort. See, I'm not wound too tight. So I should probably not be carrying a gun. But I am learning to be able to de-escalate situations and not, you know, like you were saying, like, you don't know if they have a gun or, if, you know, if they're crazy. Okay, well, I'm crazy too, but I just have to, I'm equally as crazy, but I am trying to, you know, be reserved and not make that.
No, I understand that for sure. I mean, it's like, my sister had a big pit bull that I used to walk sometimes in Hollywood, and like, walking a big dog like that in a neighborhood that I didn't used to feel like I could comfortably walk in by myself, like that feeling of having something like no one's going to fuck with me right now.
True.
It's kind of an empowering feeling. It's I definitely understand being a woman traveling alone a lot.
Yeah.
Just having that security.
Yeah. Well, and it's like safety and education is so important with that stuff too, because it's like, know how to, like, I mean, I've thought about taking just like a gun, a safety class, just to know how to use one or hold one in any scenario, just to understand them.
That's part of why I like try to, I mean, I don't own a gun and but like I do have a lot of people in my life that are into guns, and like I will, like, every few years just have them refresh me, just because in the safety situation, say someone else does have a gun and I'm able to like kick it out of their hand, or I just want to know how to use it.
Yeah, like, pick it up and use it. Exactly.
Reality of where we live.
I mean, it is. You know, I'm more or less a person that goes towards the things that most people are like right. fearful of mm-hmm. as opposed to looking away, because it doesn't serve me. Like mm-hmm. my fear or anything like that won't serve me. So I would encourage you to mm-hmm. Take that class yeah. and just go to the gun range just regularly. Just because, you know, and try different ones. So just so you're not in, if you're ever in that situation yeah. where you've got to kick the gun out of somebody's mm-hmm. hand like they do in the movies, and you got to pick it up and yeah. you're not freaking out and turn it on yourself or, you know, whatever else that's crazy that could. Exactly.
I think I know that much at least.
Yeah.
Good.
To not immediately turn it towards.
Good, exactly.
I'll tell you, one of the best comedian hangs ever sorry. Done is, did you guys do that self-defense class that I organized a couple
no,
years ago?
I think I was
I think I did. Yeah.
yeah. It was like my favorite female comedian hang of all time. I got like 30 female comics to take this self-defense class, and it was just us standing around a circle with a guy in a styrofoam diaper just kicking this man in his
sounds
dick.
Real fun.
It was a blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I would do this every weekend if I could.
Just kick men in their necks.
Yeah.
We do it metaphorically. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I will say I grew up with a brother who aforementioned had better Ninja Turtle toys than me.
Yes.
And from that, I did learn best move, get on your butt and then rabbit. Your legs.
Oh.
Because then they can't get to you because your legs. I'm trying to
that's
describe this for
like
the listener.
It's like a jazzercise.
It's like, think of jazzercise, listener.
Okay.
Yeah, lay down, put your feet up, and then jazzercise your legs.
Just start jazzercising at somebody attacking you.
They'll be freaked out. Right. They'll be scared enough.
He'd be like, oh, okay.
And then, like, it's choreographed.
He'll yeah, stand over you and go like this with the hands.
Yeah, it's like, I can flash dance. Yeah. And then you're
right,
just
what are we
doing
now?
Yeah, doing core. Just teach them, teach an attacker choreography.
Right.
And then I think you're good to go.
He's yeah. a maniac. All right, we've got some YouTube tutorials to watch. We'll be back in a second, everybody. Hey, everybody. We're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Holly.
Hi.
Yeah.
Let's do some lady problems, everybody.
Mm. Yeah. If you have lady problems, you can send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com or 3236BUT30.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. Love you all. Love the pod. So I have a little bit of a lady problem. So I have a really close group of friends. We've been friends since middle school. There's four of us. And recently, this past year, one of them developed a fuck buddy relationship. And she kind of fell in love, because that's, you know, sometimes that happens. And a couple months later, one of the other friends in the group, one drunken night, told me that she slept with the other friend's fuck buddy who she fell in love with. And obviously I can't say anything, because that's going to ruin the entire friend group. But also, I'm now burdened with this knowledge that she slept with her best friend's fuck buddy. So now I just don't know what to do. Do I keep the secret? Do I say something? It's not my place to say anything. But also, I'm burdened by this. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to feel, what to say. Like, do I stay mad at my friend for telling me? Do I just keep the secret? Do I not keep the secret? I don't know. Just please help me out. I am stressed about this, and I don't know what to do anymore. So any help would be great. Thanks, you guys. Love you all. Bye.
Oh.
Tale is well, old as time.
I don't know if this kind of reminds me, years and years and years ago, Babs and I figured out yeah. that the same individual yes. was being fuck buddies with two of our girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with no hesitation, we ratted that individual out.
Yeah.
1,000%. But I think also it depends on timing, too.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, and they both didn't know that they were both fucking him, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Until they did.
Yeah, until they did.
Yeah. I think in that situation we had to, because it was like a.
also like wasn't using protection. Yeah. You're like, yo, dude.
And both parties, I think, were glad to have the information.
Yeah.
This situation, one of the people does know that.
Yeah.
Does know about the other one.
Right.
So it's a little bit different.
Right.
Ooh,
I think, yeah, right. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's, it depends, like I said, it depends a little bit on timing, I think, just as far as like, is this ongoing? Yeah. You know, if it sounds like it was a one-time thing, so in which case I'm like, I would probably just not say anything.
Yeah.
Because if this friend is keeping doing it and it's becoming some toxic thing or something, then I would say something. But if it was just a one-time thing, like, it's not going to help anybody if you tell her, I don't think.
You know, okay, first of all,
Holly is a lot.
I love disclaimer.
Holly's got to gear up.
Step up to the podium.
Yeah, disclaimer, I am an introvert, and so, you know, I keep to myself a lot anyway, but in these scenarios, it is, like you said, it is really not your place to say, whether it's one time or several times. And really, don't call me with that bullshit, because I don't want to hear it. So now I'm burdened with it. So now I know and you know, and I don't really want that in my life or in my world. And I would rather you not involve yourself in it. But if you know that person, I would put the pressure on that person to say, hey, you need to end this, and you need to end this now. I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to put pressure on you, and it's just going to make things awkward anyway. Like, because you're around your friend who doesn't know, and around the friend who does know, and it's already messed up your friend group. So you might as well put the pressure on the person who's doing wrong, and
put the pressure on the individual who's sleeping with the two different friends.
Yep. Put the pressure on them, and then, I don't know, threaten them, but don't follow through with it. You know what I mean? Like, you better say something, or I'm gonna say something, or you know, whatever. Just put that guilt on them. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, well, what would you guys want? Like, don't you think the friend that has no idea, like, would kind of want to know?
I would not want to know, personally. If it was like a one-time thing that didn't seem like it was some ongoing, it was just like we got drunk and fucked, like, kind of happened. I don't think I need to know that. I think that happened. It's not like a thing to me. If it's ongoing and it's both at the same time, and that's another story.
Yeah, different can of worms.
But I think, like, but also, if they are fuck buddies, they're not in a relationship, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So they're fuck buddies, but they're the girl has feelings for him. Okay, that actually makes me have a little. The guy's still a douche, but.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Not quite as egregious as I thought.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So she does have feelings for him. Is that what she said? Okay. I missed that part.
She's like in love with him, she said.
Oh, okay. Now, I see. Well, that's its own fucking situation. Yeah. But. Yeah.
Well, and how does the friend second girl feel? Like, does she feel bad about this? Is she like, oh, fuck, that was a mistake, or I want to keep doing this, I like this? Like, where is her headspace at with any of this, too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if, like, they keep going, that's a problem, for sure.
Yeah, because the two girls are friends, right? That's
they're all the friend group, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, I thought I was scared that Tess was bringing up...
Did we?
No. I was...
I was like, do we? I don't know.
Oh my god, that's so funny. No, not someone we shared. But
I actually have a door to show you guys.
No. I hooked up with one of my closest friends had a fuck buddy, and then like a year after they hooked up, I started hooking up with him.
Yeah,
I didn't tell her until a long time later. I felt fucking horrible about it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I think at that point, like, it wouldn't have made, you know, it was, it probably wouldn't have made sense for me to tell her, because it was like, it didn't do anyone good, that information. He and I were not together, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying the timing matters to me, because I'm like, where did this happen? A long time? When did this happen?
Yeah.
You know, what is this guy?
If this is like from years ago, then
I don't know. And I'm like, is he acting like they're in a relationship? And like, what's, you know, what is going on?
Here's what we know about men. He's for sure acting like they're in a relationship.
Yes, that's true. And fucking whoever he wants.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. What did your friend say?
I think she was surprised, which I was like, I kind of like thought she might have known, or you know what I mean? I didn't know.
And she was cool. I mean, I literally, it was so long. It was like 5 years after anything had happened. And okay. she was like, well, whatever. Oh, he's yeah. hot.
yeah.
So it was yeah. not like a big deal at that point. But yeah, I don't even know if I should have even told her. I just like think I was drunk and was like, I feel like I should tell you this. But yeah, she was cool with it, at least outside. She is, yeah. She's the kind of person who I think would have told me if she was pissed. So, you know. Mm-hmm. She was okay. But yeah, I also wasn't, neither of us liked him. I think both of us liked him when we were hooking up with him. But at that point, it was long gone, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, some men serve their purpose and you just let them serve their purpose and go on. And
yes.
these are yeah. not the ones that you catch feelings for. And you need to recognize that from the beginning.
It's so hard when it's a friend because then in your head you're like, well, it's all set. We have the same friend group. We have the,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
it's perfect. And it's like, well, it's not perfect if they aren't treating you like you're their girlfriend.
Yeah. And sure. I think this is exactly right. We're talking about the symptom that's just the cold sore, and we really need to discuss the ulcer. And that is
your friend. Wait, are an ulcer and cold sore related?
No, I don't know. I was just coming up with two different ailments,
oh,
one
I
being
see.
More
gotcha.
Severe than
okay.
the other.
See,
like, yeah. I think the real problem is the girl A. It's not this. It's not friend's problem either. But the problem at the root of this is that girl A has feelings for her fuck buddy, which we've all done and yeah. we'll do again. And it's just is what it is. But it's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me.
You never caught feelings for a fuck buddy?
Have you never had one?
Yeah. I feel like all my exes are fuck buddies. Yeah, so you're right.
Right.
But I won't do that now.
No.
We grew out of it. At some
yeah,
stage.
Yeah. And that is, it's a very, I mean, not to totally generalize, but I think it happens quite a bit in your
20s. Oh, yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wouldn't. Yeah, I just wouldn't say anything unless if shit gets worse, I would put the pressure on either the guy or the one friend and be like, yeah. look, you do need to tell her this.
Yeah.
It is not your responsibility to tell fucking anybody anything.
Yeah. No.
No.
Stay out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can, yeah. all possible.
And you confessed it to a podcast. So, like, I hope that fills that, like, you had to tell someone, you told thousands
out.
Of
you
people.
You got it out.
Yeah.
No, you told us. Out. It's fine.
I'm having flashbacks. Okay, next. Next lady problem.
Hey, ladies. Slight low stakes lady problem here. So I'm someone who's a pretty sensitive sleeper. I kind of need to, like, wind down before bed and really, like, you know, prepare myself to actually be able to fall asleep. My partner loves to stay up and party all night long if he can. And this is the lady problem. So hosting is very hard. It has always been hard, but especially like since the pandemic, it is kind of impossible towards the end of the night. I don't know how to kick people out of my place. How do you get people to leave after a party or just hosting a couple people? A couple of ideas that I've kind of like thought about, but I'd love your input. Approaching the hang with an end time in mind, which seems like such a lame thing to do, is give people a curfew to get out of your place, but I don't know. I've tried like setting an end time with my partner and like having him help kick people out, and that doesn't work. So, how do you kick people out of your place whenever you just want to go the fuck to sleep? Help.
All right. Well, this is obviously.
Yeah. So this also isn't low stakes because you have a partner that's like not respecting you and your space. So
this is a, yes, regular stakes,
yes.
High stakes lady problem.
Holly's
eyebrows are up. What? Girl, go to sleep. Go get in the bed. That's
yeah,
what
for
I do.
Real. Fucking,
I don't care.
Yeah, it sounds like she's saying she can't sleep if there's people in the house.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think, is there music? Is there a play closing time at full volume over and over and over again until people leave your home?
I saw somebody once that had a party banner that said, welcome, please leave by 10 p.m.
Oh, that's
I love that.
Isn't that funny?
That's really good.
That's a good boundary. I respect it.
I like that. I was like, perfect. We're all at that stage.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, number one issue, your partner
needs to fucking get his shit together and respect that you need to go to bed at certain times. I understand once in a while that he wants to have people over later. That's fine. But if this is a regular fucking thing, you need your sleep. He needs to respect the fact that you want people out by a certain time. Like, that's not okay.
So as someone who's been the last person at a party, here's what you do. You say, all right, well, we're going to be going to bed. Do you need anything? You need a glass of water or anything?
Yeah.
No? Do you need to call you a Lyft? Are you going to call Lyft? Okay, good night.
Yeah.
I basically am just like, I'm leaving this room.
You gotta go.
Yeah. Just start turning off lights.
Yeah. That's very polite.
Yeah.
That's very polite.
Yeah. Start clean up playing around them, like, turn off lights.
I don't know. Death metal, something that they won't like to hear.
Clap at them like coyotes and get out of here.
Spray bottle.
Yeah.
Spray
bottle.
The husband needs to be on board, though. That's the thing. Because the guests are not getting the message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that's the problem, really. That the partner needs to be part of the rounding, the corralling of pushing out the guests.
And drunk people, not an easy thing to kick out.
No, they're not.
No. It takes a little persistence, a little.
And it's like, is it taking a long time because people are waiting to like drive? Like, what, you know, why?
Yeah.
Like, because it's also weird to me as, I don't know how old these people are, but I understand when the vibe is like, oh, we're done.
For sure.
And I would not be hanging out past that. Like, I'd be like, I get it.
Turn off on music like an hour before.
Yeah, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And you can say, don't drive.
Yeah, take a Lyft or whatever.
No, I'm going to get you Lyfts, and everybody's got to go.
For real.
Lyfts are coming. So I got you a Lyft. I got everyone's Lyfts coming. They'll be here at 11, whatever. That's very polite, though. I like that announcement. Almost like at a store, like, you know.
Come over the intercom.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
bring your final purchases.
Please.
Bring them to the front.
Get your final glass.
Bring your final
wine.
Stupid drunken thought to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just announce it. Start turning off lights. But that's the polite way, or you can do like I do, and I would just go to bed.
I'm definitely like, when I'm done, I'm done. And like, I can like hang on the couch for a little bit and zone out, but I'm pretty much like, I'm just straightforward. I'm like, all right,
this
is it,
we're done.
Let's just say that. We're done. I'm tired.
And
we're
it's
done.
Probably the same people over and over, so like,
yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, they have to be cool with, you know,
you got any lawn furniture out front? Be like, oh, yeah, go check out our nice new wicker. And then close the door and lock it behind them.
Well, and also, like, I mean, I think another conversation you can have with your husband is, like, if it's going to be a night where he's wanting to party longer, why don't you guys go to a bar? Why does it have to be a party at your house?
Totally. Yeah, go somewhere else.
You need to set a curfew for the house, I think.
Yeah.
And be like, weeknights this time, weekends this time.
Yeah.
I don't want people in the house past this. If you want to do something, go somewhere else. Like, I'm just, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, and he's got to respect it.
Okay.
If not,
I think this
spray
is a
bottle.
I think this is a listen to the podcast episode where you just push it across the table to him like a negotiation and make him listen to it.
Honey, you've been podcasted.
Good luck.
I hope you get some sleep. Just turn on like white noise in the entire house.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a crackly everywhere. Just be very creepy.
You know, that is a very scary movie to me.
Yeah, I know. It would make you leave a house, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is a very scary movie. So I don't mess with the white noise because of that movie.
There should be a horror movie called White Noise.
It is.
What it is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's a Michael Keaton.
Oh, I did not know.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I don't watch horror movies.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
That was the last one I saw.
That was it.
That was
White Noise took you.
That was it. It was too much. Because, I can't.
Is it just a bunch of, excuse me? Can I speak to the manager? Is that the white noise?
Not that kind of white noise.
Oh, okay.
It was a different kind of
white
noise.
That was NPR interstitials.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But it was like poltergeist-ish.
Oh,
Right,
I don't fuck with supernatural stuff.
Like the ring.
With the TV, but it was the TV. With the TV.
Nope.
And the snow at the end of the program.
Oh.
That's the white noise. So it's like coming through the TV. It's just weird.
I feel like I remember that poster. It was like an image coming out of the
game. Yeah, like a hand trying to.
I feel like Gen Z would be like, what even is this?
Right. Because
they've never seen a VHS tape.
You're right. It's like a dial tone.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, man. No thanks.
Well, that's our show.
That's the old episode. Holly,
thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me, gals. Yeah. I appreciate it. It was so fun.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
I like kicking in with the girls.
Tell everybody, you know, where they can find you online, where they can see you.
So you can find me online. My website is, do I have to say www? Do I really have to say?
No.
Okay. So it's hollylynnea.com. So that's HollyLynnea .com or at hollylynnea everywhere, pretty much on social media. That's my same name. I keep it simple. Where am I going to be? Well, I'm an opener for Chelsea Handler, so I'll be opening for her. She's coming to my hometown this time, so I'll get to work with her next month. Next week, I'm actually working with Moses Storm.
Oh, Moses is great.
Yeah,
his new hilarious special, by the way, is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's so
Trash
funny.
White on HBO is amazing.
He's so funny. Yeah. And Brian Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
Going to roll with Brian, too. So, yeah, and I met him at the store. So
nice.
But I booked it first, and then I met him afterwards. So I was like, oh, hey, I'm working with you. He's like, you are? I'm like, yeah, you remember? Like, oh, okay. So it was a good introduction, and we got to hang out. But
nice.
Yeah, so I got a couple things going on. Check me out on social media. Follow me. I follow back. I don't talk very much because I'm antisocial. And I educate. I'd like to educate on issues, social issues. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Karen connoisseur. Karen connoisseur.
Some curated Karen.
And so, but I do like to educate and use comedy and humor to educate, pass along messages. And
when you said Karen connoisseur, this is where my head went, is because we're talking about horror movies. I was imagining you collecting Karen's like Barbie dolls, shrinking them down and putting into a little dollhouse.
Yes.
I would love to see that
where
movie.
They're all just like walking around, y'all calling the cops like together and running into each other.
That is
Let's
a dream.
Write this for you. That this is a
dream.
Fun.
That is a dream. Just pick them up.
Yeah, just pick them up. And drop them
into
this little box.
It's like those Indiana covered books, except it's just
that's
a drawer
what I'm thinking.
Full of Karens.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, look for that series coming soon.
Yeah, that's right.
Go check out Holly performing. She's super funny. And
thank you.
Thanks for hanging out.
We'll
see
you guys next time.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hey, ladies. First time caller. As people say. I've been since you joined the, oh, Jesus. Exactly Right Networks, right? Yeah, I've been day drinking. And by day drinking, I mean morning drinking, and it's Saturday. Started drinking at 8 Eastern Standard Time. So anyways, I just have to say, every time I drink, which is a lot, I listen to y'all's podcast and the Whitney Houston National Anthem, and I swear to God, it brought me to tears. And also, I had to figure out fucking 3, 2, 3, 6, but 30. You know how long it took me? A minute. It took me a minute. I just talked to Babs the other day on Instagram about the donut that I ate at work. Babs, I don't know if you remember. Probably not. That's cool. I had a cake donut. You're a classic gal yourself. Hey, I'm just saying. Anyways, I hope you ladies have a great, great weekend. And thank you so much for all the fucking laughs. God, y'all are so funny. I do. I binge watch this shit at my desk. Or watch. Bitch, I binge listen to y'all's podcast at my desk. Also, the Danny DeVito test, reveal is by far one of the funniest things I've ever fucking heard in my life. Nope. No shame. I'm just saying. It's one of the favorite episodes. So, thank you, ladies. I hope y'all have a great weekend. Thank you so much for the laughs. Bye, guys.
Hi, I just listened to the episode of Beth the Petus. And I just wanted to call and talk about Alston Christmas, which is a thing. I guess I didn't even know that Tess lived in Boston briefly or for how long, but in Boston there's a neighborhood called Alston where like all the college students live. And every year, like September 1st at the end of August, people just put their shit on the side of the road. And if you're a starving college kid like I was, you just go around Alston and get like a new bookshelf and a coffee table and a new pot and pan. It's great. It's a wonderful thing that I wish more cities had and probably do, but we just don't know about them. All right, this is my first time calling. I'm really excited to have something to contribute. I will hopefully hear my voice soon, maybe. I don't know. Bye. Thank you. Love you.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker.
Listen, follow, and leave us a review on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And don't forget, you can listen to new episodes 1 week early on Amazon Music or early and ad-free plus bonus episodes by subscribing to Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.